This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk today about what happens when a news director or a newspaper editor leaves the job. I think especially in smaller markets where you need someone who maybe has a little bit of institutional memory, Lisa, and that person leaves. I mean, what sort of impact can that have on the newsroom?
This makes me think of my boss in Springfield who had grown up in Springfield, one of 10 kids, and he just had always worked in Springfield at that newspaper and only there. And he was just such a valuable resource. If something came over the scanner about a fire, he could tell you exactly what 100 block that was happening in. He just knew the town so well. So it's just hard to calculate how valuable a person's institutional memory is, and just bringing insights to stories and knowing the political history of the place. And really need a mentor like that in the newsroom.
What happened to him? Is he still there?
No, he retired just last year.
Was it a gatehouse buyout?
No, he retired for personal reasons, and he was of retirement age. But I think he's very much missed.
Well, my take on this is that news directors or, editors like we're talking about are very valuable in the newsroom. But I would say that the places that they're the most valuable are the smaller markets versus the bigger markets. I think that in a smaller market, if you have a news director who's been there 10 years, they're going to know, like Lisa said, they're going to have institutional knowledge. They're going to know exactly what's going on in that area and have that history of what's, of the area and politics behind things. The thing about small markets is that's usually where, as we've talked about before in some of our programs, where the newest reporters start. The newer anchors typically start in the smaller markets, and then they try to work their way up the ladder. When you have someone leave, a news director leave from a bigger market, you probably have had, you have anchors who've been there. And they are anchors. They have been there for maybe 10 years. You usually do have people who've been there longer. So they have some institutional knowledge there. They have some history in that area. But in the smaller market, you're going to have fewer people who know the area, who are familiar with the politics, and you're going to be hurt more, I think, in the smaller markets.
Is it common in television to have news directors stay in smaller markets for longer periods of time?
The news director that I worked under in Ohio had been there for a good 6 years. And when he left, there definitely was I would say a little bit of chaos after he left. Things weren't as organized. And actually, we were without a news director for, I'd say, at least maybe a month in between. So the person in charge ended up being the anchor who had been there for quite a long time. And fortunately, we were able to get through that time because there was an anchor who had been there a long time. But then he ended up leaving. And since then, things have been kind of, I would say, tumultuous in that newsroom. Things are people aren't as familiar with the area, so they have a lot of younger reporters trying to keep up with the history of that area and what's been going on, crime beats and that kind of thing that they may not be as familiar with that someone who had been there 6 or 7 years would be.
Well, I think we saw a little of this play out in this market recently. I came across an appellate court decision involving a high-speed chase that happened in McDonough County with a squad car that crashed into another car. This happened in 2004, 10 years ago. I remember that case, but there is not another full-time reporter in this town who was around here at that time. Mm-hmm. And that story would mean just about nothing to those reporters without having that institutional memory, that background. And I imagine, this sort of thing is playing out in markets in towns across the country.
I think so, because as Jasmine noted, the traditional career path is you start in a smaller market and try to work your way up to the perhaps more, higher paying and sometimes more prestigious jobs in big markets, at least in TV. Mm-hmm. And certainly in newspapers too. But I think that, being a good journalist means knowing your community really well.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have people stay put. And I think sometimes journalists make the mistake of thinking they have to go to a big place to do good work, when really in a smaller place you can kind of be a big fish in a small pond and get mm-hmm. to know people and form relationships that you might not have in a bigger place. And so I think that sometimes, you know, it's maybe the journalists should think about that too and not always be chasing around after jobs.
I like your comment that you can do good work in a smaller markets. I remember a TV anchor a number of years ago in Illinois got hired in Chicago from a downstate community and said how much she was looking forward. Now she can really start to do some good work. And her news director's reply was, well, what have you been doing for me all these years? You weren't doing your best work for me.
Oh.
And so, yeah, you should be doing your best work no matter where you are. And if you want to move up to a higher market, you will, because you're doing good work. And I don't know where to go from there.
Well, I think bigger is not always better. And that's an editor said that to me one time, and he's an editor who has made his career editing small community newspapers, and that's the path he chose. But that's an unusual path. And that being said, I mean, I think it's also good to have some new blood now and then to bring some energy and into a newsroom.
Sure.
But it's good to have, you know, the old timers or, you know, the experienced ones there too to mentor and serve as kind of like walking librarians.
Old timers. At least you didn't say old geezers, right?
No. I think definitely that there's something to be said for working your way up within your station and working your way to the top. You know, I mean, you start as a reporter. There's no reason that you can't be the lead anchor in a matter of even a couple years or five or six, you know. I've seen plenty of people who have stayed around in that small market, and those people are very valuable to the community, very, very valuable, and become the face that people want to hear the information from. And it's a way to really have some job security when people start to really recognize you and you do stick around. So I think people should not be so concerned all the time with just jumping around markets. I think it does hurt places when that does happen. I know it's going to continue happening because people do want maybe a more prestigious job and maybe a big city and that kind of thing. Maybe that was the goal all along. But, you know, if you're a good journalist, you're going to be a good journalist anywhere.
And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.